You may be seated. One quick announcement. We have two immersion trips that have deadlines this Friday. One is to Mexico and one is to California. If you're thinking about this trip, the deadline's this Friday. Go to grow.hope.edu, sign up. Well, good morning. First Wednesday in Advent. Yeah. All right, Advent. Advent. Do you know the English word, our English word for Advent, comes from the Latin word Adventus, which means coming, referring to the coming of God's promised Messiah, Jesus. With that in mind, this week in chapel, we are looking at who Jesus came for. And we're doing that by listening to three stories of three individuals found in the first two chapters of the Gospel of Luke. They are known in the Bible as the Song of Mary, the Song of Zechariah, and the Song of Simeon. On Monday, Dan and Grace Klaus had us listen to the Song of Mary. And as in this listening, we highlighted that Jesus came for the lowly, the poor, the powerless, the marginalized. This morning, we're going to listen to the story, Song of Zechariah. And we're going to do that by listening both to Scripture as well as chosen readings from Walter Wangren's book, The Book of God, which will be read by Junior Mallory Letka. Very good. So with that, hear the word of God found from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke, beginning with verse 5. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah, who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God, living blamelessly according to all the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years.
Shortly after the autumn harvest, when the mornings were cool and the evenings dry, on Friday, the day before the Sabbath, some 300 priests began to arrive in Jerusalem. They were coming to assume their sacred duties for the week, while 300 others were leaving for home again because their duties were done. Every week, this exchange was made with grace and a strict formality. There were 24 courses of priests, divided according to family, each division serving at the temple for 1 week, twice a year. When the service of one division was complete, they gave to the next division the keys of the temple and 93 sacred vessels, all in solemn ceremony. On this Friday, the division of Abijah, 8th order of service, was gathering from villages and towns around Jerusalem. Tomorrow, sacred labors began. Old Zechariah belonged to the clan of Abijah.
Once when Zechariah was serving as priest before God and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to offer incense. Now at that time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared before Zechariah an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was terrified and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear you a son, and you will name him John." Zechariah said to the angel, "How will I know that this is so? For I am an old man, and my wife is getting on in years." The angel replied, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you, to bring you good news. But now, because you did not believe in my words, which will be fulfilled in your time, you will become mute, unable to speak until the day that these things occur."
On Friday morning, when lots were cast to determine which priests received which duties for the day, it fell to Zechariah to offer incense in the holy place during the Tamid, the evening sacrifice. The old man was speechless with joy. Elizabeth, too, would be glad. This was the first time in all his years as a priest that he had ever been selected to offer incense. At his age, it would also be the last time. That afternoon, Zechariah entered one of the chambers on the south side of the temple, a small cubicle lighted by thin sunlight through a lattice. There, he washed his rough face and body according to the rituals of purification, and then he dressed, clean linen breeches on his old loins, a pure white tunic pulled down from his shoulder to his ankle. With his bent hands, he wrapped around his waist a handsome belt, also of white linen, but embroidered with a single scarlet thread. Finally, Zechariah bound his head in a turban as white as his tunic, then went out into the court of the priests and walked to the front of the temple to the altar of burnt offering. Zechariah and his assistants moved directly toward the small altar of incense. The priest with the fire pan tipped all its coals into the altar grating. A quick ghost of sparks flew up before them. The other priest set his dish of incense on the side of the altar, then both of them withdrew. Zechariah was alone. Water dropped on the coals, spitting and searing him, till he realized that it was his tears. Oh, then the old priest beamed. He loved dearly the heat of his forge. It was the comfort of a stable life. But this heat, this smaller sacred fire, touching the same hands and flesh and face, this heat shot at his spirit straight to heaven. Zechariah reached for the little silver spoon, weightless in his thick fist, and scooped it full of powdery incense. He lifted the spoon above the burning coals, then scattered the powder down. It twinkled on the coals like red stars in heaven. He spooned more and more incense into the altar until great clouds of smoke billowed through the temple, catching streaks of sunlight near the ceiling and pouring out the doors. The crowds outside saw the smoke. They raised their voices in prayer. Zechariah heard them in the distance saying, make haste to hear us, O Lord. But suddenly, the air at the right side of the altar tore apart as if it were a curtain, and fire broke into the room, a pure white flame with its foot on the floor and its crown at the high beams of the ceiling. The heat should have consumed Zechariah's clothing and seared his flesh. He opened his mouth, but could not scream. The white flame said, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. It seemed to Zechariah that there now appeared within the standing light a human form. But this was the shading of light in light he saw, a sparkling in the region of the eyes, darkness at the mouth, a spilling of brilliance all down two arms, a torso, and two eternal legs. Zechariah whispered, prayer, what prayer? The question was a reflex. The man was terrified. The flame said, you will know both joy and gladness, for he will be great before the Lord. Your son will turn many in Israel to the Lord their God. A son? The priest breathed. The bright flame said, he must drink no wine nor any strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. He will go before the Lord in the power of Elijah, turning the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to justice again, preparing for the Lord a people. Zechariah covered his face with his thick hands. Sir, he said in anguish, don't ridicule me. I am an old man. My wife is an old woman. It cannot happen as you say. The flame said, look at me. Zechariah hunched farther down. The light cried, I am Gabriel. Look at me. The old man uncovered his eyes. Gabriel? I, who stand in the presence of God, was sent to bring you this good news. Gabriel, angel of the deity, appearing here in cosmic fire. The old man gasped, yes, yes, there was a human form in light before him. The angel said, old man, because you doubted me, you shall be both deaf and mute until the day these things have come to pass.
Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, no, he is to be called John. They said to her, none of your relatives has this name. Then they began to motion to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He, Zechariah, asked for a writing tablet, and he wrote, his name is John. And all of them were amazed. Immediately, Zechariah's mouth was opened and his tongue freed, and he began to speak, praising God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We all have dreams, don't we? And Zechariah and Elizabeth must have had all kinds of dreams as a husband and a wife, especially in regards to family. Because in ancient Jewish times, family was a significant piece to one's life, one's faith, one's identity, one's community. So you have to think when Zechariah and Elizabeth are not able to have a family of their own, there had to be a sense of major disappointment, shattered dreams, a sense of pain, a sense of loss, a sense of embarrassment. It must have had the feeling almost that there was a death, an emptiness within their lives. Do any of those words resonate with you this morning? Disappointment, shattered dreams, pain, loss, emptiness, death. If any of those words resonate with you this morning, know this, that Jesus, the promised Messiah, has Adventus, has come for you and for me. Whether your disappointment, whether your shattered dream, whether your loss stems from an absent father, an alcoholic mother, a broken dating relationship, a failed grade in organic chemistry that has changed your vocational dreams to another way, whether it's been the failed health of a friend or the loss of virginity, the crossing of sexual boundaries, the death of a grandparent, the loss of a friend. Regardless of the disappointment that you are experiencing, regardless of the shattered dreams that you may be experiencing, regardless of the loss, the emptiness that you may be experiencing even now, know this, that Jesus, the promised Messiah, has Adventus, has come for you, and has come for me. And if you don't believe my words, believe the words of Zechariah, the final words of his song that he sang in Luke chapter 1, verses 78 and 79, which go like this. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us to give light to those of us who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Zechariah's song highlights and reminds each of us that Jesus, God's promised Messiah, has Adventus, has come for those of us who even now are experiencing disappointment, who have experienced shattered dreams, who are experiencing loss, death, despair, that Jesus the Messiah, God's promised Messiah, has come to restore, to bring healing, and to bring life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, go in this truth.